point.
Kasha zivugim.
That's what it says in the Gemara. In other words, you think it's easy. That
you can't hold me hostage. Anyway, I'm going to split the yam for you. So you may sometimes, yeah, you're hoping. You got to put it into place. And Bria Silem doesn't happen on the spot. So let's now read the words one more time, Rabbi Yisai, please. Rabbi Yisai, well, literally, therefore, Yischane Nadam Alatzmoy, a person, Yischane from self, the Alzaroi, the Alzera Zaroi, Bechol Yoim, every single day, Lezavgon, Bezivug, Yira Shamayim, not just a shidduch of Yira Shamayim, Im Torah, Ugimilas Chasadim, all three. What's on your list? Okay, what's on your list? What do you want in a shidduch? Okay? So what you know, you always have the shadchan, they say to you, what do you want? What are your criteria? So it's a foolish question to ask, my humble opinion, because it's not a question of what you want, it's a question of what's available.
What you're going to get.
That's the reality. No matter what age group you are, no matter where you stand, if you're 18 years old to 100 years old, it's not a question of what you want, it's what is available. What do you have to offer? You're coming to a mishir, so obviously you have people that want to get married, and you want to set me up. Who do you have? I can go give you a list. It's foolish. First of all, my list. Who says my list makes any sense? You don't know what's good for you. And even if you go and you fool yourself to think you know what's good for you, you can't give me anything. You can only provide what you have available. And you have a very limited pool. There's no person that has an infinite things you can provide. You have a very limited pool of people. These are the people that I have contact with that I can recommend for you. Vizehu, what's available? So if you, let's make believe a person says to a shah, what do you want? What's your criteria? So how many people do you know? They say my criteria are number one, Torah. Number two, Yerushalayim. Number three, Gemilas Chasadim. Shah, I never heard of such a list. My list is money. And the girl should be pretty, nice family, and good midos, and blah, 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 blah. And all these things is nothing. I'm sorry, I can't give you anything. I can't give you anything above. So he writes over here, the list is one thing only. Yira Shamayim, Chol Yom Lezavgam, Bezivag Yira Shamayim, Bezivag of Yira Shamayim, Im Torah, Ugimilas Chasadim, Kial Shlosh to Nemar, Viachut HaMishulash Loi B'Mehiro Yinotek. That's the only things that count. These are the only three things which are on a person's list. Kisholosh Teva Shavos B'Gematria, Yiras Torah Ugimilas Chasadim. Now, what does it mean over here? The three words are equal B'Gematria. Isn't that amazing? These three words of Yiras. No, Yiras. Yiras, because of the tough, you're not going to make it with Yiras. These Shachin, Yiras, and Torah, Ugimilas Chasadim, have the exact same gematria. Isn't that an amazing thing to learn today? Okay, these three things have the same gematria, Ugimilas Chasadim, King Shaiklim Yira, the Torah, Ugimilas Chasadim, they're equal. The Siv.
You spelled out Ugimilas Chasadim?
No, the word Ugimilas Chasadim. It doesn't work out. Wait, it does. There's the resh. It does work out.
611.
Gemilas Chasam 611?
Absolutely.
Okay, so all three is an amazing thing to learn. Three things are equal. Torah, Yiras, Torah, and Gemilas Chasam to come just for this. These three, each, they all three equal the same exact thing, 611, to teach you, ki shayklim yira b'toyro gemilas chasadim. They're all equal. Dechsiv ha, now what's the scriptural support to this? Dechsiv, it says, b'yira, reishis chachma yiras Hashem seichel tov l'chol oseim. Loi nemar l'chol oseim. It doesn't say l'chol, elo, it says, loi nemar. Osim, loy nemar lechol osim, does not say lechol osim. All those that do it, osim they. Blashram el lechol heim is referring to the people. What do we mean like this? Let's go a little bit further. Let's read the parish on the side in one moment. Let's read the words over first, and we'll see the parish how he explains this. El lecholo sayem d'chsev ki miyitin Moshe Rabbeinu yiset HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that the people, they're so afraid of you. Hashem says, Adrabo, it's a good thing that they are afraid. Miyitin, if only it would be v'hoyo levavam zel liyiro oisi. Uchsev, it says, mo Hashem lokecha shol meimokim liyiro, hare hayiro kodmo L'chol oisehem, Yira comes before those who do the mitzvahs. Hayira v'ava, before, let's see, v'lelechas b'chol derachav, those who go in all of its way, the ways of the Torah. Seichel tov l'chol oseim, as it says, l'man taskilu eis kol asher tasim. Now let's look at the parish, okay? Let's look at the parish on the top left. The top left, v'rotzel loimar. Okay, we're going to skip the whole Dibur HaMaskil, just go right to the parish, the top left, the parish Kadmon, V'ratzel Loimar. Menolon Dishloshtam Shekulim Heim. How do you know that all three are equal? Yira Shemayim, Torah, and Gemilus Chasodim. Dilma Eina Shavu L'Torah. Elo L'Gemilus Chasodim Shugam Kein Echad Miraglayim Sha'olam Oymed Olav. Kimoy HaTorah. How do you know that Yira is Shokul Kineged Torah and Yira and Gemilas Chasadim? We have a principle that says, Al Shloisha Devarim Ha'olam Oymed. Al Torah, Al Ho'avoida, V'al Gemilas Chasadim. So two of the three legs are Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. There is no mention here of Yira Shemayim. To say that Avoida is Yira Shemayim, maybe Acher HaMais, but Avoida simply means serving Hashem, davening. It means to pray to Hashem does not necessarily emphasize Yira. Even though obviously to daven you need Yira Shemayim, but it's not the emphasis. So who says that Yira Shemayim is shokel can they get Torah and Gemilas Chasodim? That we could assume is correct, because Chazal say that. Avol HaYira ain a shovel le Torah bezeh. Veheishiv al zeh. To that the Sefer Chasidim responds, Kishkulim, afal pisha ain a shovel le Torah be'inyin zeh. Even though it's not equal in regard to Torah. Let's see what he means. Shreksiv, it says b'yira. It says b'yira, reishis chochma yiras Hashem. Hare hayira is kodma l'chochma shia Torah. So reishis chochma. First, we have to accept that chochma in this pasuk means chochmas ha-Torah. Okay, that we have to accept. Reishis chochma yiras Hashem. Yira comes before Torah. The oid malois yiseirois yesh biyira. Shereik Sivit says in the pasuk, Hashem says to Moshe Rabbeinu, halavai halavayu miyitein v'hoyel levavam zel liyirois yikol hayamim. Uch Sivit says, mo Hashem lukech shalim akim liyira. Ma shaloik siv ala Torah. So therefore, what is he saying? He's saying that since we do find three different elements about yira over Torah, obviously it means that yira is at least as great as Torah, or equal to Torah. Again, the three things are that Yira comes before Torah, Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Hashem says, Umi Yitain Halavai, the Jewish people should fear me. That's what the primary focus of Matan Torah was all about. Matan Torah, we have to put it in perspective. Hashem is coming to give the Torah to Klal Yisrael. And Hashem said, Moshe, and Hashem begins to speak. And Klal Yisrael says to Moshe, Moshe, we are terrified. We cannot continue this. We have to cancel the program. Cancel the program and we'll figure out what to do, but we cannot continue Matan Torah because we're terrified of Hashem. So Hashem, Moshe goes to Hashem and Hashem says, Hashem, we want to cancel the program. Hashem says, excellent. Halavai, just the fact that they're so afraid of me. They're so afraid of me. We've already achieved the goal of Matan Torah. And that's one of the common explanations for what we say in the Haggadah. Ilu kervanu lifnei har Sinai, viloi nosan lanu es ha-Torah, dayenu. And everyone asked the very obvious question. They have 100 answers to this question. What's the purpose? The whole purpose of coming to har Sinai was to be mekabel the Torah. So what do you mean, viloi nosan lanu es ha-Torah? What are we there for if not to be mekabel the Torah? So one of the common answers is, vayichan yishol neged har. Ki'ish, echad, belev, echad, achdos. That was one answer. Everyone likes that answer. But there's a better answer. And the better answer was the pasuk. Umiyitain v'hoya levavam zeh liyira es Hashem kol hayamim. just coming to Har Sinai and being terrified of the Kolos Yivrakim and seeing the Shemaim open up and HaKadosh Baruch Hu descend, even if the program would have been canceled as they wanted, there was a request made by Klal Yisrael to Moshe, tell Hashem, cancel. And Moshe went to Hashem and said, we want to cancel the program. And Hashem said, we're not going to cancel, but this is very good. This already has achieved the goal, me eating. So you see already another example of Yir Shemaim comes before. And the third example is, Ma Hashem Elokecha Shem Akim LeYira Oisai. So even though in Perek it only says Torah and Gemilas Chasadim are part of the pillars of the world, but being that we know from already three other sources that Yir Shemaim is Koidem, Torah, so obviously the Sefer Chasidim says I'm justified in saying that Yir Shemaim is Shokol Kineged, Torah and Gemilas Chasadim. V'yoid ma'ala yesh b'yira. Shloi nemar l'chol l'chol. It says, here's the point, the grammatical point we were in the middle of discussing. Shloi nemar l'chol oisim. What does the word oisim mean relative to oisehem? What would be the different connotation of these two different words? Shemash m'shakoy al b'nei adam. If it would have said, seichel tov l'chol oisim, it means all of the people. It will refer to the people who perform the Torah. Dafka she'oisim kach. It doesn't say that. It says, Ela l'chol oseihem, hayira fear, is seichel tov l'chol oseihem, to all, it's the word oseihem is not going on the people, but it's going on the people that observe
something in the plural.
In the plural of yira. Those who are practitioners of examples of elements of Yirah Shemayim. Oisehem is going on the Yirah Shemayim. Acts of Yirah Shemayim. Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov L'chol Oisehem to those that are practitioners of acts that are expressions of Yirah Shemayim. Does not say Seichel Tov L'chol Osin. There will be good intellect to those that, to the people who do the mitzvahs. Doesn't say that. The emphasis is on the expression of Yirah Shemayim, not the people. The people is a byproduct. You need a person to practice Yirah Shemayim so that there should be an expression of Yirah Shemayim. Reishis Chochma, the beginning of Chochma, is Yiras Hashem. Seichel Tov, there will be great wisdom, L'chol, to any individual who Oseihem is a practitioner of an act, an expression of Yiras Shemayim. That's what it says. Osehem, osei ma'asei, the mehem, you're an expert in Lashon, what am I trying to say? Osehem, those who are do the acts of Yirah Shemayim. It does not say seichel tov l'chol osim. There'll be good seichel to the person, the people, those people who do it. There is an emphasis on what they are doing. There will be good seichel to the people who are doing something. People who are expressing themselves with an action, a maisa, a tefillah of Yirah Shemayim. The word Oseihem is focusing, the subject of the word Oseihem is Yirah Shemayim. Expressions, actions of Yirah Shemayim. The subject of the word Osim is a human being. So the Pasuk deliberately chose to say Oseihem and not say the word Osim to emphasize it's not the person that's going to get good seichel, it's going to be the person who is a practitioner of an expression of Yirah Shemayim that will get the good seichel. That's the Yikar. Osim is also plural. Osim is also plural. But the subject of the word Osim is the person.
Right. If it were the people, then that would be a different form.
Osim.
But now we're looking.
Oseihem is going on actions of Yirah Shemayim, which is the subject of the pasuk. Asiyah Shalahem. So again, we have Reishis Chochma Yiras Hashem Seichel Tov L'chol, two possibilities. L'chol Osim or L'chol Osehem. If the pasuk were to say L'chol Osim, the subject of Osim would be going on the people. If it's now that it says L'chol Osehem, there's a different emphasis. The emphasis is not just the person who is a practitioner of an action that expresses Yirah Shamayim. We're bringing Yirah Shamayim into the people. That's what the Torah wants. It doesn't just want living people walking around and doing things. Mitzvah Sanashim Limuda. Hashem wants people to believe in what they're doing, and that means through Yirah Shamayim. The pasuk as a clean, smooth expression. Another example: b'chol asher ta'asun, ratzaloy ma'ayira he gam kein seichel tov l'chol hamasim asher yaseh adam. All those that l'fi zeh bevaday hayira shakol kitayra. So another pasuk, the other pasuk that he brings over here is l'chol asher. One more time, that last pasuk. What's b'chol asher ta'asun? The extra words, b'chol asher ta'asun. All of those that again are practitioners of actions that express Yirah Shamayim. So the Sach HaKol basically has given five examples showing the chashivus of Yirah Shamayim. Yirah comes before Chochma. Hashem says by Matan Torah, Mi Tein V'Hoya Levavam Zel L'Yira Oisi Kol Hayamim. The third example is, Mo Hashem Olakecha Shoyl Meimachim L'Yira Oisi. The fourth example is the fact that it says, Seichel Tov L'Chol Oisehem, and not L'Chol Oisim. And number five, it says three extra words, it says, L'man Taskilu B'Chol Asher Ta'asun. B'chol asher ta'asun, those words are extra. It's coming to express. You'll be successful. All of that you do through expressing yourself in Yirah Shamayim. Five different examples to show the chashivus of Yirah Shamayim, and therefore that should be the first priority on the list when it comes to shiduchim. That a person should be mispalel for all doiris, for himself, for his children, grandchildren, v'chul, and the person himself in shiduchim. And like we said before, never to forget, you go to a bris milah, even if everyone is schmoozing away and texting, well, you shouldn't forget that the coming to one of the most important tefillos, unique tefillos in our entire liturgy of chuppah. Kain yikones l'toyru l'chuppah. If you want to connect this to what we said on Friday, what do we say on Friday? We spoke about Vayas Aharon Kain. What does Rashi say? Milamed Sheloi Shina. And what do we do on Friday? We connected this to Mitzvah Shabbos. La Yehudim Hoysa Oira Simcha V'Sasan V'Kar. The Zayf Oira Zut Oira. Just like Aaron, he lit up the menorah. Oira. And then what do we conclude? Kain Tihi Yelon. Just like it was said about Aaron HaKoyen, it was said about him. Vayas Aaron Kain. Halavai, halavai, it should be said about us, Cain also. Vayas, ploini, uploini, Cain. Aaron, when he lit the menorah, when he brought oira into the world, Vayas, Aaron, Cain, Malamich, Leshina, it should be said about us, Laihudimoisa, oira, Cain. Cain to Yelanu, Vayas, Cain. Now when you come to the Bris Milah, you say, Keshem, Shnichnas, Lebris, Cain. That same word. Kashem Shnichlas the Bris Kain. You can't, what do we say? Kashem Shnichlas the Bris Kain. Kashem Shnichlas the Bris Kain. The same word. Kain. Yikones Litoro Ulachopo Ulamas and Taivim. Milamed Sheloi Shina. The Basco. Our Boyam Yom Koidim Ayitzira. Sheloi Shina. You should get the bashert. What was meant to be, it should be the cane. It's a good Torah for Shevrach's Torah. Shevrach's Torah.
She shouldn't
sleep. Cane, Torah should be Shaloi Shina. Maisim Torah should be Shaloi Shina. And the Shidduch should be the one of our Boreim Yoim. Yeah.
I have a feeling that he's not talking about Shidduch.
It's not talking about. Cain. It's a Jewish. You're saying Pshat. I'm asking. But before you told me a Drush on this, it's a Drush. I'm asking. The Pshuta Shel Nikris of Pasha Pshat Cain Tilava. But you can't ignore the fact that they have a good Drush. Ain't my Shiv now a Drush. Let's take a very short break. We'll talk about tzitzis. Tzitzit.
I know about Turner and Shul. They liked it very, very much.
Baruch Hashem.
Of course, I cleaned everything, but after the, I was up all night thinking about it.
So how do you get by girl, but the like, sheen, I don't understand. We say by a boy.
So every boy needs a girl.
I was there.
A boy going to play my Yeshua.
Right, yeah.
Bass playing in the play.
Okay, so
every boy is Kolo, Kolo the girl.
Okay, so the Cain is also.
That whatever was meant to be our boy, Miriam Kodim, my Yitzir, Bas, Machrizim, and Hashemai, Bas, Pani, the Pani, is the Bas, Pani, is the Pani, Melamage, Cain, Shalai, Shina, Rashi, Zayas, Aaron, Cain, Melamage, Shalai, Shina.
That it should be exactly.
What's supposed to be. It was meant to be, supposed to be. It should be.
I told that Vartor about Cain, Charles Curtis, and it went over well, but I did not mention my thought on Friday that you also had Megillas Esther, Vayetav HaDebor, Be'edei HaMelech, Vayaz Cain, right? To appoint, to pick Esther as the queen. I don't know what, I don't know how that's, or if it fits in at all. But, right before Ishu D,
yeah.
Right? By Tav HaDebor, Be'enei HaMel,
Vayas Cain.
I didn't want to throw a wrench into the wheels there.
It was seven shars, like seven Kotani Amanoira, right? It was seven. Nice in terms of Chazal say, is there nice in terms of Adam? Zebana. Nice in terms means children. So, Shem is bris, is Torah, Chopra, you should have your own children. Nice in terms is a code word for you should have his own children and continue the Shoshalas of others. No child. When you say Pashup Shah, that's when you need to show it's real mice.
Well, also, when I said, don't trick having the children, trick up the children.
A barrel of wine. One of the things he says that how do you know you're a success in life? If you can say that both your grandparents and your grandchildren are proud of you, that means you've led a successful life. Very profound statement. Your grandparents can look down and say that you're happy, and your grandchildren can look up. Lori's son. My father lived in Barba. He grew in Barba. And then he got married to my mother. My mother was Lori's son. They rented upon Lori's son for many, many years. And my father, when he went for he got Chosha Bishmadel Yaganar, Jay. Then he went for a PhD. In NYU, then he got a job teaching in NYU, and at the same time, he was teaching as an adjunct in NYU, but then he got a job, a full-time job in NYU, in economics, Lim gave him tenure, a big thing, and he had a big job in NYU. And then, at the same time, my father, he got an OU, they asked him to come try out to be the rabbi and establish this little TV show. My father
tried out, he didn't want it. They voted him in, and they called him up and told him, congratulations, you've got the job. My father said, I'm not interested. I'm not interested in you. I'm not interested. I don't want it. Said, no. My father tried out eventually. Ended up being there for 30 to 29 years. And that was it.
83.
He came here. How's that time? A little later, probably 85. No. He was a rabbi for a year and commuted. And he didn't move right away. He came here every Shabbos for a year or two to move on the house and move. He didn't take him seriously in the year. It wasn't a serious show either. It was a very small, very little serious show. It was only really, now it's. It's not much on the verge of money, which is very thin issue. But we moved to Flatbush because of that. We moved to Flatbush. My father, I don't think they
took it. Booming then?
No, the show was never booming. Never. They had money. I don't even know. It was a little scandal. Also, I got one guy took on his own and took the money. Scandals out of it. The building is a very cheap building. It's a very, very bare bones building. It wasn't designed with any chokhmah whatsoever. The guy did it on his own. So no contractors fee, no, there was no design. So it didn't cost all that much. Of course, they snored money. And they took every penny the shul ever had. I think they had a mortgage or so. But it didn't cost an astronomical amount of money. I can imagine. I haven't been here in years. I don't know the shul anymore, but I can't imagine. I cannot possibly imagine that they're going to be around much longer. I mean, I don't know how they survive.